This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can, again, bring up whatever you want. Our website is freetalklive.com. A lot of features there. We give them all away to you for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Our friend Gardner is with us tonight. Hello, Gardner Goldsmith.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
Good, good. It's been a little while. You are a busy man producing the Liberty Conspiracy at libertyconspiracy.com. And this last week you've had some interesting discussions going on the Liberty Conspiracy.
Yeah, lots of stuff all over the place. So thank you for the plug, and I hope people are checking it out. Thanks for letting me come in, you guys.
Let's talk about that real briefly, though.
Sure.
You've had a lady on from Mexico.
Yes, yes.
And you and Glenn Jacobs, WWE fame.
Kane, the man. And, of course, of the website adventuresofcitizenx.com. Great stuff for freedom lovers over there, too. Great
yes.
audit. Great
so what has the topic of discussion been?
Well, I guess Glenn got us in a little bit of trouble because we talked to a foreigner, you see, about two very, very touchy topics. One was the war on drugs and its effects. Yes, exactly. I'm doing the Victor Borgard.
Because they didn't actually declare war, so right?
Yes, exactly. The so-called war on drugs and its effect on Mexican people who are supposedly law-abiding, peaceful people, even in some of the nicer areas in Mexico, which is where mm-hmm. this woman comes from. And then the other is, of course, the immigration issue and how the policies, in both cases, the policies of two governments are affecting the lives of this very nice libertarian woman in Mexico, and it was quite interesting.
So you found out, of course, that as I recall, that she was indeed trained by the Mexican government to infiltrate the United States as part of La Raza and to take it back.
Yes, La Raza, exactly, because we all know that it's just so terrible that she happens to be from another country, and she must be plotting the overthrow of the United States government, or at least extracting California to go back.
Yeah. Wait, that wasn't the case with her?
No. I know it's hard to believe, but, you know, she just wants to be left alone. It's the weirdest thing, isn't it?
Hmm. Seems like the Mexicans are human beings, too, and they have the same feelings.
You know.
It's not go crazy here.
I mean, isn't it amazing to think that, you know, here we are, we're talking about all these issues and so on, and I'm in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, you know, some conservative talk show host might be sitting there going like, oh, why are these people bothering to talk to someone from Mexico? We've got Americans who are on the border trying to defend the border, and they're promoting trying to see these people in equivalency to American citizens. They're not American citizens. Hello, they're people.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm not an American citizen. No one is an American citizen, as Mark Stevens would point out from markstevens.net.
Yeah.
There are no citizens because in order to have a citizenry, in order to be a citizen, you must have an obligation. You must be given something in return for your allegiance. So in return for your allegiance, you are to be given protection. The government is supposed to have an obligation to protect you in return for you doing what they say. Mm. That's supposed to be the deal behind citizenship. And it doesn't exist. The government doesn't have an obligation to protect you, and the government doesn't have, not only does it not have an obligation to protect you, it doesn't have an obligation to do jack s for you. It doesn't have any interest in protecting you.
And that's one of the amazing things. You look at all this argument about what's happening with the oil spill, and then they compare it to Barack Obama's presidency, to George Bush's presidency. Is this his Katrina? George Bush didn't act. Look, we can look at the constitutional things and the slight differences there between having an oil thing out, you know, 5 miles out versus Louisiana, which this should have been a state issue with the hurricane and all these other things. But that's the primary question. Even if you think that government is supposed to protect you, it's going to do a crappy job anyway.
Yeah.
And like, what incentives do they have to protect you? All they have to do is do a bad job and then tax you more.
Yep.
What's going to happen? The government institution is still going to remain the same. And what's interesting is for this young woman in Mexico, here you've got the supposed drug war to protect us against drugs. right? And she's down there, and who's really in charge in her town? As you heard, the drug lords. The drug lords, and they come in. One drug lord wants to have dinner in a restaurant where they're eating, so they come in. They have armed guards to protect the restaurant, and then they pay for everybody's meal.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Holy man.
They pay for everyone's meal because they inconvenience people. Because sorry, we're going to pay for your meals.
Yeah, the drug lords are the courteous ones.
I mean, hold on. I'd like to juxtapose this. So, George Bush, and I believe that this was right around 9/11. I think that this was just before, this was like September the 10th, 2001, or September mm-hmm. the 9th, 2001. Went out to Longboat Key, was staying at the Colony, beach house resort or whatever.
Yeah.
There on Sarasota, right. Longboat Key in Sarasota, Florida. Yeah. I worked, like you, Ian, on City Island, and it's right there next to it, and they shut down all the main drag through there. I couldn't get off the island. It's not an island. It's a little peninsula. I couldn't get off City Island. I wasn't allowed to leave. I had to wait there for hours. His motorcade decided to do whatever it was going to do.
But you were compensated for the inconvenience.
They didn't even acknowledge my inconvenience.
No, they took your name and they gave you a credit on your tax form.
No, they gave me nothing. They told me to get my butt back to the radio station, right? Who knows what?
I mean, Glenn and I were talking about this before and afterwards, and he was looking at some pieces on anarchy, and he was saying, one of the pieces that he was reading described how, at least when you had monarchies, people recognized that there was a separation between the monarchy, which declared that it was all powerful or whatever, and the people, right? And the monarchies were still sort of on guard, that sort of thing. Now, under the so-called democracies or representative republics that we have, you get the state still exists. It encroaches into people's lives, but supposedly the state is us.
Right.
So therefore,
so it's
okay.
The state is far more arduous. Taxes significantly higher. It's far more intrusive in your life. You have to deal with it on a regular basis.
Yes.
I mean, admittedly, it's not quite as whimsical. But you don't have a guy like Ivan the Terrible snatching you up and eviscerating you with hot tongs.
Well, you've argued against monarchy in comparison to democracy before, and I will take the side that I think in general monarchies can be better, because if you think about it, the monarch is to some extent the head of, he is the target, right? So if the monarch isn't, if the monarch is awful, there is the chance that he could be overthrown, and nobody feels the same allegiance toward the monarch like they feel the allegiance toward the democratic system.
It seems to me that the democratic system is empowering towards people, and you need it as a step on the way to the road to freedom. And I don't think when you have a monarch, people just don't, we wish we could rule ourselves. You hear the collectivists speak inside that. We'd much rather have a government that we control, which really means whomever controls it. So I think that the idea of a democracy, it needs to be on the step to the road to freedom.
Just starting the program with you guys, I won't take sides either way, obviously, right now.
You're a big wuss.
No, but what I will say is that one of the things that strikes me is, the so-called divine right of kings. Just for people out there listening now, we can apply this now to see how particularly dangerous the so-called representative government motif is, to suck people into thinking that it's our government and we're going to the moon and we are in Afghanistan and we are in Iran and all these different things.
Right.
It strikes me as you got the supposed divine right of kings because, they have the bloodline and so on. But now, and of course, you can't go after the government for legal recourse in that case because the state is somehow semi-divine. Now you've got the state with immunity because if you sue the state, you're really suing all of the people. So either way, they get away with whatever they want to get away with.
Mm,
so
true.
Yeah, so you've got these apologies that come out every once in a while, about the Tuskegee problems.
Oh, yeah, they'll apologize decades later, if not centuries later, for something that
they didn't do.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, those people weren't usually
around.
Right,
it wasn't the same people.
All right, there's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Have Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com. For only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200.
This is customer service. How may I help you?
I'd like to cancel my order for your super skincare formula.
And why are you canceling?
Honestly, I found a product that really works.
Can I ask what it's called?
It's called Night Skin. It's the only cream I found that helps fade age spots on my skin.
Really?
And Night Skin supports the production of natural collagen. My face looks amazing.
Maybe you can tell me how to get Night Skin.
Before you spend tons of money on so-called quick-fix skin creams, try Night Skin. Night Skin is a scientifically formulated anti-aging cream made by Dr. Arthur Perry, an award-winning Harvard-trained plastic surgeon. For a limited time, he's offering a free sample of Night Skin to new customers. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free sample per household. Call now and try Dr. Perry's Night Skin free. Call 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, unlike those other talk shows. They want to charge you for accessing their web pages. Enjoy ours. We've got archives there, so if you've missed a moment of the show, like yesterday's co-host-only Sunday show with Wayne and Sam together, you can download it right there on the front page of our website, as well as go back into the podcast and go all the way back to the beginning of 2009. Free for you at freetalklive.com.
Okay, it's a beautiful summer's Monday morning, and you're dragging already? Well, not me. I'm taking two golden capsules of Nature Bee plant pollen every day, and I've never slept more soundly in my life. Here's Mike Buck from all the way from Hawaii to tell you more.
Hello there, guys, and you're right. Look, your health totally depends on good nutrition. If you don't get it out of your daily diet, do not expect to have the power through the week. Nature Bee is going to come along. It's a power pack. Contains all the vitamins, aminos, minerals, and antioxidants you need. And what do you get out of this beautiful plant pollen? How about better digestion, better sleep at night, and the bottom line, much more energy?
I know you can visit health food stores and pharmacies and end up a bit confused about with all those bottles of supplements. Why would we buy Nature Bee instead of those other products, Mike?
Yeah, you're right. That's totally overwhelming when you do that. Well, because Nature Bee works. We stand by that. As a matter of fact, nobody's going to give you what we do, that no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You can try the whole supply of Nature Bee. If you don't feel the power of pollen, we promise. You send back your empty bottles, we send you back all your money.
Well, it sounds like more than a fair deal. So how can my listeners get their Nature Bee, Mike?
Easy as can be. There's a couple of ways. And the quicker you do it, the better you're going to feel. 6 months, $99.95 plus delivery. Free Talk Live gets you 3 extra months for free right to your door all the way from New Zealand. When you make this toll-free call, 1-866-834-8355. Come on now, 1-866-834-8355. Or online, NatureBee. That's NatureBee.com.
Okay, everyone, be just like me. Don't wait. Get your NatureBee today. Call 866-834-8355. It's 1-866-834-8355 or go to naturebee.com.
All right, so we opened the show up tonight talking about Gardner Goldsmith's Liberty Conspiracy. It's his radio show. You can go to libertyconspiracy.com to hear it, and you kind of team up with some of your listeners and some partners, and Glenn Jacobs is one of those partners.
Yeah.
And he's quite the personality. Not only is he nationally known wrestling superstar, Kane, but he's also a really brilliant guy and incredibly smart and well-spoken and sounds great on the radio. So I'm glad that you've added him into the Liberty Conspiracy. In fact, I've been holding on to a Glenn Jacobs, Lou Rockwell story. Glenn wrote up something about immigration since we've been talking about that here tonight. I figured I'd share it with you. So let's do it. LouRockwell.com featuring Glenn Jacobs. The libertarian philosophy is based on the concept of self-ownership. Human beings own themselves. When we rightfully acquire property, either by making first claim to that property and homesteading it, or through voluntary transfer with another person or persons, the property becomes part of our lives, and thus we lay claim to ownership of that property as we would our own bodies. One of the problems that libertarians encounter when discussing various issues determining ownership, or in many cases, articulating the nuances of applying property rights to an issue. These problems are compounded when government is thrown into the equation, since the same rules about property and ownership that apply to private individuals do not apply to coercive government. The hot-button issue of immigration is a great example, illustrating the complexities involved in applying property rights to an issue. Ownership means that one not only possesses something, but also controls the thing. In other words, if you truly own something, you must be free to use the thing as you wish, so long as doing so does not violate the property of others. You must also be free to transfer the thing to another person, so long as the transaction is voluntary and consensual. And when it comes to land, property rights, like control over that land, including controlling who enters into the boundaries of the land. When dealing with the topic of immigration, that is, the movement of individuals across political designations, that's where things get confusing. The state claims not only to be able to control who crosses the land that it owns, but also to control who enters land owned by private individuals. It also claims the authority to prohibit certain individuals from living within its borders, even if these individuals acquired their land rightfully by homesteading or through voluntary exchange. Those of us who believe that private property is the basis of a free society must ask, how was this authority engendered? If we continue along this line of thinking, the logical conclusion must be that the state owned all the land within its borders a priori, since it is the government which sets the conditions for how that land may be used and to whom it may be transferred in the future.
You know, if the government owns all the land in its given area and then just sort of bequeaths it, which really is sort of how the king did it originally. Mm-hmm. He sent people, you know, across here, you know, kill the Indians. That land's mine. I'll give it to you. And I guess the underlying idea here is that if you kill the people that are there and take their stuff, it's yours. And then you can do what you want with it. You are the winner. You are the spoils of war, which means that if you believe in this idea of, you know, keeping people out of this country, this preventing immigration thing, free people from crossing the borders of a supposedly free country. If you believe that, then I should be able to kill you, and then I'm right.
That's absolutely right. Yeah,
that's how this whole thing was founded.
Killing people. Yeah, that's absolutely right. Yeah, and it's interesting.
And I don't believe that.
But it's interesting too, because if you compare Glenn's piece to an earlier piece that was published by Walter Williams, it's very interesting because Walter Williams is
who defended the states and defended borders.
Precisely right. And in Williams' argument, and it would be great to be able to sit down with Walter Williams because I admire him so much. He's a terrific economist and he's a wonderful guy. I've gotten to meet him. He's a really good guy.
He forgot his economics when he was writing that.
That's
article.
Exactly right. And he forgot fundamental principles of libertarianism, the non-aggression principle for one. And boy, Mark, you say it so right. In this case,
I am a super genius.
Yeah, and what Walter Williams was doing in this case, super genius. He looks like a coyote next to me. It's weird. What he was doing in this case was he was defending the idea of national sovereignty versus the multiple nations or other nations deciding for some United States government what its immigration policy would be. So, and that would be very appealing to plenty of paleoconservatives. How dare them in Mexico criticize the United States for their immigration policy when they've got strict immigration policies themselves? How dare them in the United Nations blame, get down on Arizona? That is Arizona property. We've got sovereignty. We're America. Okay.
I apologize
for the accent. But
right. If you spin it in that direction, I don't disagree. I do think that the UN has no business dictating to the United States or to Arizona or to whatever entity.
If you spin it in that direction,
that's
the thing.
However, it's a false choice.
You're putting blinders on.
Right. It doesn't matter to me how arduous and terrible the immigration policies are of some third world banana republic that has nothing to do with what is supposed
Mark,
to be a free country.
All the other countries in the world have restrictive immigration policies, and that's what we need here.
They don't all have that.
Well, the good countries, the good third world good banana republics. That's what America needs to be more like them places.
And
we need checkpoints. We need police.
That's
all over.
What's so great
checking
about Glenn's
ID.
Piece is he just slices right through that.
We're going to get to that. We'll get to more of Glenn here in a moment. Glenn Jacobs, not formally. He still is Kane in the WWE. But he's also now on board over at the Liberty Conspiracy at libertyconspiracy.com. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We'll continue the immigration discussion here in moments. And you can take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian
and Garth
and Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. And that's freetalklive.com. And you can join us. Some of those features, by the way, include our news updates. You want to get kept into the loop with what's going on with the show, you can go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. You can receive emailed updates, Twitter. You can do the Facebook thing. Either way works. Any of those options are good. Whatever works best for you. So it's up to you. Choose. It's free at news.freetalklive.com. In fact, I sent out a news update this afternoon announcing that we are doing another auction. This time we're auctioning off the second banner on our website. Excuse me, fourth banner. Apologies. Fourth banner down the page on the website. You'll win it for a month if you're the winner of the auction. It's currently up to $11.50. Got about 6 or so days left on the auction. So who knows where it'll end up. Some people have managed to get theirs as cheap as $30.
Wow.
Some people pay it upwards of $150-$200 for a banner. So it just all depends on supply and demand and how many people want to compete with you. So head on over to auction.freetalklive.com. Place your bid. You can advertise virtually anything with us, your product, service, favorite website. Pretty much anything goes.
That's great.
Auction.freetalklive.com. And again, to get the latest news, go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up with your preferred choice. So, we're back to Glenn Jacobs here. He's writing for LouRockwell.com, also a contributor on your radio show, Guard, The Liberty Conspiracy. And he's talking about property rights and the issue of immigration and how confusing the issue can be for people when they don't really understand property rights in the first place, and then they take their misunderstandings and combine it with bigotry and then apply it to the immigration situation.
Yeah, so true, right?
So let me continue here. He says, the state continues to retain a high degree of control since the government, he's talking about over how land may be used. Since the government has the ultimate authority to make the rules for all property, even property now in private hands. To the libertarian or anyone who believes in the sanctity of property rights, these conclusions are quite troubling. When it comes to land ownership in America, property rights are not at all secure. They are not really rights at all, but government-granted privileges. While our system of property rights is already imperfect, the current immigration policy leads to an even greater infringement upon these rights. For example, if one owns property on or near the border, the government may claim the authority to build a fence or a wall on one's property, and government agents may come and go as they please without the property owner's permission. These problems remain even if we move away from the border. For example, if the government suspects that I am employing undocumented workers, it claims the authority to raid my business, to enter my property without my permission, with armed agents. And, of course, they've been doing so for years under the auspices of the war on drugs and before that, alcohol prohibition.
Yeah.
So they always, the state agents will always have the excuse, and the supporters of the apologists for the state will always have the excuse of, well, what's the problem? This has been going on for a long time. This has been, raiding people's homes has been legal for a long time. Are you saying you have a problem with it now that it's immigrants, it's human beings that we're searching for?
I heard echoes of that today in a conversation I'll tell you about later.
Oh, yeah, you had a family conversation. Oh, we'll get to that. Yeah. So Glenn points out, if one truly owns one's property, how is it that the government can control who's allowed on this property in opposition to the wishes of the property owner? In other words, why should my friend from Mexico beg for permission to enter the country in order to have dinner with me? Shouldn't free people be able to associate or not associate with whomever they wish, so long as those interactions are voluntary, consensual, and do not harm a third party?
No, not as long as those free people are Americans, where it's the land of the free and you have to ask to come in.
And, of course, they have all sorts of rationales that bolster their arguments. So I'll just briefly mention that they've got economic rationales.
Yep.
They've got cultural rationales.
Yep.
And those things have to be
political
addressed
rationale,
as well.
Too. If you let the Mexicans in, then they will be citizens. The Democrats will make them so they can vote, and they will vote all of us out of office, and we will be a poor second-class political party in the Republican Party, or whomever it would say that. But likely Republicans. I mean, obviously, if you were a Mexican immigrant and you managed to get the right to vote, who would you vote for? Who would you? Which party do you feel is welcoming you, or at least hates you least?
Mm, yeah.
And
seems obvious.
If there are two political parties in this country, and it seems like there pretty much are, and it seems to me that it's the Republicans that are rabid haters of immigrants from south of the border more so than Democrats. I'm not saying that it's all one side or the other or whatever, but if somebody says, I can tell them illegals from the legal ones, well, how can you tell unless you send cops after them all to ask for their papers?
Right.
So the same is true of economic activities. So long as commercial activities are voluntary, consensual, and don't encroach upon other individuals or their property, what is the justification for the government prohibiting these activities or associations? Well, because they want to. Because their buddies are threatened by your commercial activities. If your commercial activities are in competition to their friends, to the politicians' friends, you will be stopped.
Well, I think the politicians, they come from all different angles, but I think one thing that should be laid out here that doesn't get laid out is the corporate interest in keeping the second-class citizenry that is the illegal immigrant. If you have these people that are illegals, they are much more easily controlled by the whomever it is that employs them, and employed at significantly below even minimum wage, because they can't leave, they can't compete in the marketplace the same way you or I can. If I'm doing a talk show host job and I somebody else comes along and says, hey Mark, we'll pay you double what you're making at Free Talk Live. And we'll let you talk about anything you want to talk. It'll be great. Of course, they're lying. then I can decide
we'll
whether I want
more,
to.
But we'll own you.
Yeah, that's exactly what they'll do. But, I can decide to go or not go. But if an illegal immigrant is, hey, you want to pick berries for me? I'll pay you double. Then he goes and says, hey, George, I'm going to pick berries for Wayne over here.
No, you're not. I'm calling INS.
Or I'll call INS, and that's how it goes.
Hey, that's an interesting, just real quick, that's an interesting point. Yeah, you look at some of the companies that have been busted. And it would be interesting to see the size of the corporation or the size of the company, because some might be smaller private companies that are employing more illegals, so-called illegals, as the term goes. In other words, people who have crossed over and are trying to work and don't have the proper documentation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because many times the companies that they're busting are sort of mid-sized companies, corporations. I'd be very interested to find out how many illegals, so-called, are working for the larger corporations, which are often unionized, versus the smaller corporations. Because so far, the ones that I've seen that have gotten busted, the meat packages, these are like, you know, a few hundred employees here, you know, within the state of Pennsylvania, you know, that sort of thing.
I don't know the kind of pressure that these corporations put on the government. I can't make that claim. It's difficult.
Yeah.
This would be a very murky pond to try to see to
it's
the bottom.
It's a good question, though.
But I can tell you that the effect is the same. It doesn't matter whether the I guess it would matter, but it's hard to say whether the corporations are doing it or not. But it is clear that that's the result. The result is that there's a second class citizenry that isn't able to compete in the marketplace the same way that they would, and therefore it affects this they stole our jobs aspect because these immigrants are not able to move up the economic ladder as easily. So there's they're stealing people's jobs for a longer period of time or whatever.
Glenn Jacobs continues at LouRockwell.com. In the contemporary world of immigration politics, property rights and the freedom of association are trumped by the omnipotent state. Is the state some sort of god before whom we must plead to recognize us as an official person? After all, that is the crux of the immigration question. Must the individuals coming to America have the sanction of the state? As the state continues to lose legitimacy in the eyes of so many in the liberty movement, one wonders why many of these same folks still demand that individuals who peacefully come to this country seek the state's approval above all else. After all, it's the state that determines who is illegal and legal. Now, one may argue that despite all this, illegal immigration is a crime, and as such must be punished. The question is, who's the victim of this crime? Anyone care to answer that?
Exactly.
We all are because they're here taking our stuff. Well, I think that I think that everybody is a victim because the government does give away.
The government's doing the victimizing there.
Indeed.
The government's the one doing the threatening. If you don't pay them, they put you in the jail cell. It's not the immigrants that are going to come along and lynch you. It's the government agents that are going to come along and take you away from your family and put you in a cold cage if you don't go along with whatever arbitrary demands for cash they come up to you with. 1-800-259-9231. More from Glenn Jacobs. Your calls as well about what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, America, how do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings, so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETRIAL to get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, FREETRIAL. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETRIAL.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. What we do is we take that money in and we reinvest it to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live to get the show on more radio stations. It's advertise, market, and promote. That's what AMP stands for. You get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, the podcast, and more. Go and get the details and get signed up with any major credit card or some alternative options, plus PayPal's an option as well, all over at amp.freetalklive.com. And we're talking about a story here from lewrockwell.com's Glenn Jacobs. And he's talking about illegal, so-called illegal immigration, the issue of immigration and property rights, and how it is that the concept of property rights in this country is really an illusion, because you don't own your property. Fact is, you just don't. Because if you want to test that, then try not paying the property tax bill that comes every 6 months, every year, however often you get it, where you live, and see what happens. Eventually, they're going to send you some nasty messages saying that you owe even more money now than you did before. And you might ask, well, how did I come to owe that money? And they won't answer. They'll just say that you owe the money. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
And if you don't pay,
they'll cite their laws and stuff and say that, you know, you owe because of
the legislator says you owe money. Well, how did they get how can that be that a group of men and women that I don't know could determine that I owe them money?
Back back about 15 years ago, before you guys were up here in New Hampshire, a friend of mine with whom I worked in radio, I was just, you know, learning the ropes on libertarian stuff, maybe 20 years ago or so. He tried that option, not paying his property taxes.
Really?
In the Milford area. And, yeah, they went after him big time.
Did it take his house, or did he pay up at the very end?
He ended up paying up at the very end, and then they went after him because he had a horse. Mm-hmm. And they took his horse away, and his business ended up shutting down because they made a bad name for him about the horse, and he ended up having to lose his house anyway. And
they will do whatever they can to ruin your life,
yeah,
because they own you, and they own your property. So that we get back to Glenn Jacobs on immigration. He says, he's talking about if illegal immigration is a crime, and so many people, that's what they say, well, they're illegal. They broke the law. Well, who did they hurt? Who's the victim? If it's a crime to be a so-called illegal immigrant, who is the victim? And if you can answer that question, I'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. And don't tell me
exactly. You got to talk. Who is the direct victim? You see, what the excuses they come up with are always, although maybe they'd be educational, because you can apply this sort of logic to people arguing about how gambling should be illegal and prostitution should be illegal because people get hurt eventually. Mm. You know, people spend their money in bad ways. They get caught up in that gambling thing and that prostitution thing, and guys go out and families get broken down. Direct harm against an individual or his property.
They took my job. Took my job. I'm a victim. They took my job.
Exactly. And where is the direct harm, as Glenn is saying in that article? If he wants someone to come to his home for dinner,
my job.
He can't have this person come over.
Jobs, guard, jobs. They took my job. How would you address that?
Well, it's simple. It's not your job.
Exactly.
A job is an agreement between two people.
Right.
It does not belong to one person. It belongs to two. So if I decide I want to take my car to an auto mechanic, and I've been taking it there for 4 or 5 years, and then I decide for whatever reason I want to go across the street to the other auto mechanic.
He took my customer.
Right. If that auto mechanic is Mexican, can you shake your fist at him and say, that guy took my job? It's ludicrous.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing?
It's absolute insane stuff. I mean, I understand why you're upset. I get it. People are upset when they don't get...
They don't want to lose their livelihoods.
When their expectations aren't met. But the marketplace has changed throughout human history.
Right. So is it the stealing of your job also? I mean, have you also been harmed in the exact same fashion when a young 18-year-old kid comes in and
takes
the job for half the rate?
Exactly.
If
I happen to, for example, Massachusetts, they've got a lot of people come over the border from New Hampshire down to Massachusetts and work down in Boston. Are they stealing Massachusetts jobs?
Mm.
God knows. You know, the government of Massachusetts is pretty darn happy they're coming down to work.
That's a great question.
If you're growing some carrots in your yard, and I buy them from you rather than the regular guy that I'm buying them from because you're a little cheaper, mm-hmm. gives me some money left over, I guess you're stealing that guy's job.
It's just so protectionist, that particular mindset.
Right, and we need to mention just real quick the economics of it. Again, if you hear this sort of argument, everybody, remember, the key thing is, and you can look at it, like I put in the book, I went to look at time periods of very high immigration. Because I thought, okay, I'm going to address this argument that immigrants displace American workers and leave the nation worse off. Just like they used to say that machines would displace workers and leave the nation worse off.
If that statement were true, the country would be worse.
All progress is going to stop. Exactly. Right. So I went to do some research on high periods of immigration in U.S. history, and I found other people had already done it. Mm-hmm. And one of the best studies that was ever done was by, of all people, Julian Simon, the great Julian Simon, who wrote the book The Ultimate Resource, a libertarian classic. He looked at 5 other studies that had been done and aggregated the results and found that, guess what? High periods of immigration allow for lower wages so that companies can get the stuff they want to get made for cheaper, and that allows the consumers to get stuff cheaper,
and that allows the
consumers to pass on the savings to other businesses that would not have even been able to been created.
Gardner, maybe that was the way it was in the past, but now today, if somebody comes in and they're going to take over a business and they're bringing in immigrants, they're going to lower the costs, but they're not going to lower the prices. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's right.
They're greedy businessmen. They're not going to lower their prices. They're going to make more profits because they're immigrants.
That's somebody who doesn't understand economics.
That's just
complete, absolute ignorance.
But that's what
economics.
People believe.
And it doesn't matter whether they believe it. They're wrong.
And then the elitism of it. Let's say they think they've got an argument. Right. Let's say their argument, they think they're not, you can't convince them. They're operating on the idea that I can tell you whom to employ, with whom you can associate. I can tell you.
Yeah, everybody knows a conservative likes a good central planner.
And that's the
amazing
thing.
We love central planning. We know what's right.
And I know we're sort of jumping ahead a little bit, but, you know,
so that you know how to organize things, that you know how many people should be able to come here and what they should be able to do. And it's so crazy. The central planning is so insane.
Right, right. All right. I got to stop because I know this is some more great stuff from Glenn's piece there.
Glenn has this to say. He says, so long as the immigrant hasn't harmed another, again, answering the question of who's the victim of the so-called crime of illegal immigration, so long as the immigrant hasn't harmed another individual or violated another individual's property, who has suffered injury? Just like so many other crimes, this activity is a crime against the state and should fall into the category of victimless crime. While such activity may violate state edicts, it can hardly be considered a crime in the sense that no individual was harmed by the activity. Now, when dealing with laws restricting the movement of human beings, we should keep in mind Thomas Paine's prophetic observation that he that would make his own liberty secure must guard even his enemy from oppression, for if he violates this duty, he establishes a precedent that will reach to himself. Now, I've never heard that phrase, quote before, but that is true. That is
awesome.
A darn good one. It's another rephrasing of, I would say, Martin Niemöller in the 1940s rephrased that into a poem as well. You know, they came for the trade unionists, and then they came for me, and there was no one left, to stand up. So, yeah, it's so true that you have to stand up for other people's freedom, even the freedom of people whom you find distasteful. And if you don't, the government people will come round to you. Maybe they're not picking on you right now. Maybe they're not going after your business, or they're not going after your family or your preferred hobbies or recreational activities and that sort of thing. But just give them time.
Something that I'd like to address, and something that Glenn and I discussed when he was going to be putting this piece together and a little bit afterwards, I find it disturbing how easily people in the populace can fall into this royal we concept.
Mm. Well, they're taught it from day one.
Yes. Did you hit it. For example, if you listen to School Sucks podcast, I mean, Brett does a fantastic job. You guys do a great job addressing how difficult it is for people to understand that, like I was saying before, we did not go to the moon.
Mm-mm.
I didn't go to the friggin' moon.
Only a few people have.
We did not go to Iraq. Other people went to Iraq, and they took some of my money to do it. We are not in Afghanistan, but my money's paying to have people killed in Afghanistan by a ratio of about, 50 or 100 to 1,
but
the
we,
innocent people versus the so-called terrorists.
It's hard to prove those numbers, but I don't like 1-to-1.
Let's continue here in a moment. We can. You're welcome to add to the conversation as well at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line hour 2 coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.